As the wheel turns to the next day of the Hydra system, Pichu pulls out a card reading it as everything reframes and transforms. Pichu is now a protogen robot furry that is a housewife of Bright Heart Raccoon that goes through the cycles of their micromanaged daily routine. As Sparks the protogen robot furry is cleaning the toilet in the bathroom, Bright Heart Raccoon walks in as Sparks drops to their knees in a symbol of submission. Bright Heart Raccoon rolls their eyes a bit as they sigh and say, "You always spend so much time cleaning the toilet you rarely get the rest of the bathroom functionally clean. I guess that's why they call you Sparks, because you're kinda dysfunctioned in kinda a frankly weird way as well." Sparks the protogen robot furry starts kissing Bright Heart Raccoon's feet as Bright Heart Raccoon face folds and sighs as they say, "You love doing this stuff, but you're pretty bad at doing it, and this weird groveling you so often do kinda embarrasses me more than anything, but you are kinda stupid cute though," as Bright Heart Raccoon starts petting the protogen robot furry on the head. As Sparks runs out of the bathroom with glee, they start sweeping the kitchen as Bright Heart Raccoon sighs, saying, "If they even had any idea how to do these services properly, I would have the cleanest house and care a lot." Sunshine Bear walks in holding some packages as they say, "Oh boy, I need somebody to help me, I got far too many deliveries to make." Sparks the protogen robot furry takes off their housemaid outfit and makes a digital dark running up to Sunshine Bear's Bright Heart Raccoon face folds and says, "I guess my pet idiot can help you." Sunshine Bear has a warm chuckle as they say, "Oh boy, sure, if you want to help me you can do that," as Sparks the protogen robot furry starts licking Sunshine Bear's feet as Sunshine Bear is taken back and turns to Bright Heart Raccoon asking if that is normal. Bright Heart Raccoon pulls out some instructions as they say, "That is something I can't figure out, their name is Sparks, so I think they might be kinda dysfunctional, their weird groveling is surely annoying and they can barely pull off making me a sandwich, but I mean I guess it works." Sunshine Bear pauses thinking to themselves, saying, "A stupid robot, that's kinda weird." Bright Heart Raccoon looks out the window as they say they sort of rake the leaves of the lawn, and the funny part is half of this stuff I didn't even ask them to do, that they just somehow love doing services, I guess I got no other way in how to put it. Sparks the protogen robot furry takes some of the boxes Sunshine Bear is holding as Sunshine Bear is amused and asks Bright Heart Raccoon, "Does your little pet eat anything?" Bright Heart Raccoon pauses as they say, "Honestly I don't think they have to, because they are kinda a robot, but at times they seem to eat things, I don't understand how that works either, all I can say is they may or may not eat something, I just don't get it." As Sunshine Bear goes to walk out the door, Sparks the protogen robot furry follows them exactly as Sunshine Bear has warm chuckles and says, "Your robot is really funny," as Bright Heart Raccoon sighs and says, "Yeah, they are kinda a lovable dork, just confusing." Sparks then puts down the boxes on a table and runs to the bathroom drinking out of the toilet like a dog as Sunshine Bear is taken back saying, "Wow, I mean I didn't know robots had to drink water," as Bright Heart Raccoon folds their arms as they say, "Welcome to my world when they are not doing aimless services and often sucking it if they are licking my feet, literally so." Sparks runs back and taking the packages off the table and makes digital darks indicating they want to move forward. Sunshine Bear shrugs, getting a mischievous smirk as they say, "Okay little guy, follow me," as Sparks the protogen robot furry kinda over literally does that. As they get into Sunshine Bear's delivery truck, it is then Spark the protogen robot furry gets some kinda message as they look at their mechanical arm as a hologram of another protogen robot furry makes yipings and dark noises. As Sunshine Bear drives off intrigued, they ask, "Hey Sparks, what was that, some message from weird orky robot pet command?" Sparks the protogen robot furry turns to Sunshine Bear with a strange blush as it says in an alarmingly coherent almost British accent, saying, "That was an incredibly astute observation, Master Sunshine Bear. It was very much in fact exactingly a message from weird orky robot pet command, and I truly mean that in those exacting terms." As well, what Bright Heart Raccoon may not fully yet understand is all protogen robot furries are very dysfunctional and need structure to be maintained. Our owners give us more than commands, they give us personal growth and advancement to making us better people. You see, in the past protogen robot furries had no self-awareness, and upon achieving higher awareness proved the double edge of such a gift, in that we need to be trained for it and given structure, and that is how much of my kind simply are submissive dorky pets, and that is on our own we decay and regress into hallucinations and childish animal-like primal beings. We are far too much a mirror of those around us and may not be as strong as we should be. Sunshine Bear pets Sparks the protogen robot furry on the head as Sunshine Bear says, "Oh, I am not sure if Bright Heart Raccoon is going to like that, so that means like actual dogs your kind needs to be trained and structured," as Sparks the protogen robot furry blushes slightly and says, "Sadly the answer is yes." As Sunshine Bear is driving, she asks, "Why is your name Sparks?" as the protogen robot furry has warm chuckles and says in its digital voice, "It is because I am factually malfunctioned. I carry an experimental alternative operating system and even some variants in hardware, and it causes my kind to be even more childlike, regressed and limited than the others. In optimization and blueprints it's an enhancement, yet in practicality I am a diffy-do. It was all done in efforts to engineering higher intelligence, yet what sits right next to higher intelligence is abnormality, and what true genius maybe is a flower grown from the dirt of hiddenly impaired conflicts. In blueprints and theory it's an enhancement, yet in reality it made me and many others of my kind buffoon." As Sunshine Bear stops, they say with a smirk, "Okay little buffoon, let's deliver some packages." Sparks factually does help Sunshine Bear, yet in some ways set her back, yet still got things done bit earlier than normal. By the end of the day Sunshine Bear admits, "You got promise, yet without any doubt Bright Heart Raccoon needs to train you way better, despite you help it wore me out feeling like I was babysitting." Sparks the protogen robot furry blushes as it says, "I apologize, it is something beyond my control. I had ever intention to serving you to highest of my ability. It is just the current highest I can achieve is within factually severe limitations." As the protogen robot furry lays its head onto Sunshine Bear's lap as she shrots with glee petting it as she says, "It's okay, you're very cute and dorky, I love you as you are. As Sparks the protogen robot furry has look of disbelief, it says love me as I am drinking out of toilets raking lawns like an inept buffoon and unable to assist you with packages properly. How can anybody love me? I am deficient, if anything I should be returned and scrapped for my parts into any rationality or to be advancing any operational objectives, that is facts. Sunshine there has a warm smile as they say giving them big warm hug. I like you dorky as you are. It is then the hologram of the protogen furry appears again watching the scene as few other protogen furries push their way over to view what is going on, as well as they begin to bicker among each other in dark hunks and squawks as the hologram disappears. Sparks the protogen robot furry pulls out a book written by Albert Ellis, looking it over as Sparks the protogen robot furry says Winnie the Pooh may be a lovable huggle imperfect bear, yet in the real world a social pack is based on being optimized for survival since we are helplessly weak. That is why my kind adopts such submissive positions, because it takes careful dominance to assist us to being higher beings, and on our own we decay into the flawed. Sunshine has a warm chuckle. She says if other protogen furries are as flawed as you, they might be my favorite people because you're so cute. Sparks the protogen robot furry sighs almost annoyed as they say yes cute now, but what if there is a natural disaster or others need to rely on me? What if Bright Heart Raccoon falls sick and I need to take care of them? Is such bumbling nature cute? And it is not. Despite Sunshine there was ready to scream into piss laughter of the sheer cuteness, she holds it back as she says I sense almost tone of drama to your vision. Did something occur in the history of protogen robot furries or your life to make you so hypervigilant to such things? I mean, in real life many people, even myself, just are childlike bumbling dorks. Why do you feel you need to be so diligent? Sparks the protogen robot furry sighs as they say Sunshine there you have a hidden skill for astute observations. Sparks the protogen robot furry thinks harder as they say you are right. Is it so factual that protogen robot furries are dysfunctional, or do we carry a skewed lens of perfectionism overlooking that even you, even Bright Heart Raccoon, operate very well beneath your factual abilities? And where you accept yourself as children or a vision that perhaps stupid people in large numbers can get things done, I do, and likely many other protogen robot furries feel they simply must be more and provide far more than that in very real factual hypervigilance. Sparks the protogen robot furry sighs saying it may be the contrast is we are so weak in this because we can't do things to a level as others, we face harsher consequences. I do believe Sunshine there you're right, by kind's history may carry drama. Sunshine there has a warm smile as she says myself I might be so far bellow optimized, I may even be Dixie Blondie shallow dorky, and people love me and got very stable foundation. Sparks the protogen robot furry turns to them with a strange expression as they say what about your culture, what about your civilization, what about your friends, how can you deny others the support to be a better you brings? I am afraid Sunshine I cannot see a balance, I see no objective facts that to do any less than be better person brings anything to others, as far as even harms others to neglect anything otherwise. Sunshine there stops the delivery truck as she says okay, I have heard these arguments before, like why should disabled people exist, why should they let kids play when they should be learning, why should anybody take a vacation when they should be saving up, basically at all times why should anybody do less than hustle or optimize, and the facts are is that real life and real people are like kids, and to neglect joy is to neglect very purpose and facts of life itself. The facts stand, I love you as a dork as you are drinking from a toilet and dumb and everything, as far as I may even prefer the real authentic you that way as well. Sparks is taken in a somber pause, face palming somewhat as they say to themselves to neglect the joy in life is to ignore the very purpose and point of life, as Spark thinks shrugging as they say I enjoy to clean the toilet, as Sunshine screams in laughter hearing it. Sparks has a weak look as they take the transcript feeding it through computer AI. As Sparks the protogen robot furry assesses things they say the answer is my flaws in correlation to my ambitions have synergy like the concept of harmonia within the Greeks. Taking my worst flaws and my highest dream ambitions casts a shadow that grows a flower. I can bring warmth and serve others through warmth and absurdity as an omega don't makes others happy as much as any service I may provide. As Carl Jung said thinking and feeling in balance, and as a feeler type Sunshine there you're bringing a balance to my critical rationality. It is not as simple as making a cake, you must as well make it cute and beautiful, which takes dorky childlike warmth as to truly serve. Bright Heart Raccoon is to be warm and practical. As Sunshine there has a warm chuckle as they say it seems to me you have a heart of very illogical drive that takes perhaps bit too much pleasure in serving. Bright Heart Raccoon so real hiddenly maybe even you are more a feeler than you give credit, as Sparks the protogen robot furry slightly blushes. As Sparks assesses things they say I am like King from the Owl House cartoon, I pretend to perfectionism yet in function I am a weakly childlike oaf. We may both do this in drama informed hypervigilance, yet because our objective realities are weak, that is where exists our truth despite the impossible standards, as the warmth of others makes me a pet like thing like King from Owl House evolves. Sunshine there drives to the library as she commands okay sup I want you to read because you're kinda smarting, maybe you can make care a lot stronger by embracing where a hidden strength lies beyond comic relief and cuteness. Sparks the protogen robot furry is speechless as they turn to Sunshine there overwhelmed as they say I never thought of that, I was so fixed on power dynamics I overlooked the pursuit of expertise as being relevant. Sunshine there rolls her eyes taking out her foot as she says lick it and then go to the library and study things. Sparks the protogen robot furry licks the bottom of her foot like a pet dog and gumbles out the door wandering to the library with an awkward animated giant. Sunshine there has a knowing chuckle as she says I bet they are going to research how to make cakes and do better housework for Bright Heart Raccoon, I strongly suspect it as it seems to be where their heart lies.